This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension. Northern corn leaf blight severity has been increasing in east central Nebraska over the past 2 weeks since we talked on the radio last. As a reminder, last year we experienced problems in the area with this fungal leaf disease only later in the season. Three things are needed for infection disease symptoms to appear on your corn: favorable weather conditions, presence of the fungus, and a susceptible hybrid. Cloudy conditions, frequent rainfall, high humidity, and moderate temperatures between 64 and 81 degrees favor the infection of the disease and spread of northern corn leaf blight. Northern corn leaf blight does survive on corn residue over the winter in eastern Nebraska. Therefore, continuous corn ground with a history of northern corn leaf blight are at higher risk for infection. Hybrids do vary in their susceptibility to this disease. Symptoms of the disease develop over several days after the infection occurs and appear as small lesions on or dead-looking tissue on upper and now lower and upper leaves. The lesions grow to large cigar-shaped areas in the areas where the disease has progressed. No treatment thresholds have been determined for northern corn leaf blight, but the development spread of the disease prior to tasseling could substantially reduce corn yield. So what should you do? Consult your seed guide or contact your seed dealer to get the disease ratings for all of your hybrids. The seed dealers have been out and about looking at their corn hybrids, so they might have an idea already of what's going on with certain hybrids. Second, frequently scout fields with hybrids with poor ratings for northern corn leaf blight. Third, in fields already infected with northern corn leaf blight, consider the cost of fungicide treatment, the corn price, the yield potential, and severity of the disease prior to spraying fungicides. And remember, if you're going to spray fungicides prior to soaking, remember to remove adjuvants so we don't cause any damage to the ears. For more information, call me at 727-2775 or visit our local website at croptechcafe.org. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.